Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's pretty much the basis of how he hires people, right? That they're good looking and look the part.
Yeah.
You know? Be pretty good to be Mr. World Series, you know. As Freddie Freeman, the homer that ended the classic last night. I'm going to call this phrase instant classic.
Instant classic.
Dave, you ever heard that before? Instant classic.
Did you come up with that one just now?
I just did. Chad Urban, Adam Carter, Dave Harrigan here, News Talk 830 WCCO. Adam hanging around, more dumber than we thought, plus ask Adam anything. I'm going to read an op-ed from the New York Times. Big lefty rag, so let's just see what the lefties have offered us up. Saturday will be a grim milestone with the federal government shutdown. This is the day that 42 million Americans will lose federal food assistance. Congress must not let that happen. America is a great and wealthy nation, and our most important wealth is our generosity of spirit. The government shutdown has already touched countless lives, and not for the better. Key services have been curtailed, and hundreds of thousands of federal employees are working without pay. Millions of Americans rely on food assistance just to get by. SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is a lifeline that permits the needy to purchase basic food items at grocery stores. Again, last year, SNAP enrollees hit about 42 million. That's 12% of our population. We're not talking about high earners who don't really need the assistant. SNAP broadly limits assistance to those who make 130% of the poverty line and below. The American economy has not been kind to working people in recent years. What cost $100 5 years ago costs $125 today. There's no reason for any residents anywhere in America, including my state, where they should go hungry. Congress can still pass legislation during a shutdown, and it should pass my bill to keep SNAP benefits going. Last I checked, members of Congress are still getting paid. Republicans blame Democrats, Democrats blame Republicans, but all of those people have food to spare. One suspects if the senators couldn't buy groceries, the government would never close down again. Bernie Sanders? Does that sound like kind of something Bernie might say?
Yep.
Okay. That's Josh Hawley. That is the, as a texter somehow, is determined on something else. Josh Hawley is a very conservative man, proudly conservative.
Mm-hmm.
At times is one who, when liberals are talking about the senators, that bugs them most, it's Josh Hawley. Josh Hawley and some of his comments on the 2020 election were just flat-out lies, right? But he also has a populism to him where he can resonate with a lot of people. And let me be crystal clear, because this is the second straight day we're opening with this same segment. It is shameful. It is disgusting. It is unacceptable. And it is indefensible that we cannot get the benefits to the individuals who aren't a million, aren't 5 million, 42 million people. And this comeback, and I'm seeing just some of the folks who pick and choose. It's very funny at it. They pick and choose when laws should be followed and not, because the administration is saying, we can't touch this right now. We have to save this for emergencies and other nutrition programs. Give me a bleeping break. Donald Trump challenges laws every single day, and most of his base loves it. Loves it. The exact quote from the administration about this was talking about putting pressure on Republican senators. By no means am I putting the entirety of the government shutdown on the Republicans. I flat out believe the Democrats should have kept the government open. So before you start with the TDS nonsense, I'll say it again. I believe the Democrats should have voted for the continuing resolution and shouldn't have shut the government down. But Donald Trump is just wielding this power, and he said repeatedly he's going to target Democratic programs. 42 million people shouldn't wonder the next couple weeks, Adam, where they're going to get breakfast, lunch, dinner for their kids, just for themselves. And Josh Hawley, hardcore conservative, is 100% right, both for the continuation of the benefits, but you know what Trump and the administration are trying to do? They're trying to put more pressure on Democrats, because I think they're delusional in their thinking that these numbers mainly affect Democrats. I'm not sure there's any basis for that at all.
Not at all. When you're talking about that number of people.
Yes.
It's absurd to view that that's just Democrats who are suffering.
Right.
Craziness.
What do you want to say about this? Because I think it should sicken all of us. We're about to talk with Union Gospel Mission in a couple weeks, what we've done with Let's Kick Hunger. We've learned a lot just because of our jobs about the number of people. Trust me, in my life, my mother has wandered this country at times for years with mental health when I've tried to help her over and over and over and over and over again. Right now, she's in a much better place where I'm making sure she's in a good spot. These are your friends. These are your neighbors. These are your relatives. And we're really going to say, because they can't figure out a bleeping deal on other aspects of the government, that 42 million people shouldn't know where their next meal's coming from?
It's absurd. And I think you nailed it when saying it. Indefensible, because and your view of who these people are, too, is just, A, there's no possible way it's just affecting Democrats. And even if it were, that's still not a good excuse to let people starve. Secondly, most of them are working. There are work rules associated with SNAP. These people are working, or they're college kids, or they're seniors, and have no control whatsoever over what you're fighting about in Congress. And to think that even this one piece of legislation that you couldn't get everybody on board to say, okay, we'll pass this. It is. It's shameful. It's anti-American. And it's absurd.
I believe a significant percentage of Republicans, if they didn't fear the wrath of Donald Trump and the leverage he wants to exert, would vote for Josh Hawley's bill in a second.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
This isn't AOC. This isn't Ilhan Omar. This isn't Tina Smith. This is one of the most conservatives in the Senate, who you may agree with 100% of the time, you may agree with 10% of the time. This is my point that I made, too, with Trump and the Middle East. I gave him a ton of credit for
that.
As
did I.
You did, too. On the border shutdowns, gave him a ton of credit. For some of his other international dealings, gave him credit. Is this a guy I would ever vote for? No, it's just not. And you wouldn't either. That doesn't mean there aren't areas where you can find agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And just to the lazy, you're always for that person, always against. Sure, everybody's allowed to have an opinion, especially if you're a paid talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a funny concept. But You can see people who, when Congress actually worked, think about when Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill used to gather together for maybe a cocktail or dinner and would find a way, as diametrically opposed to government as they were, and were able to find ways to get a deal done. When W first gets to the White House, he works a big education bill. You know who he worked with? Ted Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be. The other side isn't the devil.
No.
They're not the
John
enemies.
Boehner and Barack Obama.
Correct. Exactly. We need that. And this is where I would like some Republicans on the MAGA side to say, you know what? Josh Hawley's right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the Democrats for folks to say they should have continued this going. This is Schumer leaning the left. And I agree with that because he passed the same thing. He's worried about the left. I also am skeptical of Republicans really negotiating the ACA subsidies, but not at the expense of air traffic controllers and others not getting a paycheck. What do you want to say? You agree with us? You disagree with us? You want to add nuance? You want to text? You certainly can. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm going to buzz in.
Yes.
Do you have a guess right now? Because I have a guess. Okay. It's tied to Shohei Ohtani and the number 17.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Not even close.
Not even close.
No.
Adam?
I don't have a guess.
Music that Donald Trump would play at a rally.
You're much closer.
Oh, really?
Because it has to do with, Donald.
Does.
And his love of ugly people. Okay. We have music about ugly people.
About ugly people.
Do you have that sound bite? I mean, where he says...
Grab it in a second.
I've never cared for good-looking people.
Okay.
Can we look at the wives and everybody picks? All right, on Snap, and Josh Hawley's right, they should vote. First of all, They should figure it out, right? I mean, what a crazy concept. Put the government back in place. And he's also right, too. If a number of these members of Congress, Adam, if their food was tied to SNAP, I wonder how they'd vote.
Yeah.
I really wonder how they'd vote. Among the texts, let's get plenty. We got plenty coming in. 651-461-9226. Thank goodness kids get free breakfast and lunch in Minnesota. It might be the only time they eat now. Another text. The tax breaks for the rich in corporate America are much more important than the basic necessities for those less fortunate. Republicans and them who vote for them are the problem. What do you want to say to that one?
I don't agree. The people we're talking about affected by this are not just affected by just because based on one political alignment. These are your neighbors, and just the generalization too that they're just people who don't want to work. It's ridiculous.
And also that every Republican is cruel and callous.
Yeah,
it's insulting.
It is insulting.
It's not true. Do I wish the president would lead with more empathy? I really do. Do I believe that behind the scenes, he may be a fantastic father and grandfather and may be kind to his friends and helps them out? Sure, that's probably likely. And he has been involved in a number of significant conflicts across the globe. Obviously not as many as he suggested, but this is where I feel like the Donald Trump I used to see occasionally on a CNN or a Fox, or if anything would get serious on a Stern or Letterman interview, that guy would have been saying right now as a businessman, if this was, I don't know, pick your Republican, where Donald Trump would say, come on, you can also make sure the SNAP benefits are there. I would just like to see the president say that. And if he wants to continue, blame the Democrats in other areas. But make sure people have food.
Yeah.
Why is that so difficult? And also, hey, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, bring Congress back. Bring the bill up. Vote on it. Let's see if we have some Republicans, and maybe even the president can be persuaded to say, nope, I'm not changing the core of the big, beautiful bill, but I'm going to make an exception here on SNAP benefits because it's 42 million and tens of millions of those probably voted for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Call it the Trump exemption.
Exactly. I don't care what they call it. Let's get it done. Hey, Chad, I'm glad you're touching on the SNAP issue. For what it's worth, my daughter's a social worker and has been a caseworker. The amount of the amount of hoops a person has to go through to get these benefits is almost insurmountable for most. Contrary to beliefs out there, they're not giving out this willy-nilly. Thanks, Chad. Oh, trust me, we see this a lot, and there are many people where this resonates in other areas when some other government's involved because of Quentin and his challenges, autism, and some assistance. And it's where Kathleen does much more of it than I do, by a lot. But what you have to go through over and over and over again, the county level, at the state level, at the federal level. And this is where I get it, where some people just say about the government, and this is, I hate that these insurance companies, Adam, make as much money as they do. But then I think single payer, as someone who gets caught up in this so much with Quentin for 20-some years, and I think, really? We're going to rely on this now for all of our insurance, and we're going to trust that it works? There's got to be some way where I don't have to read about United Healthcare making $7 billion, but we can find out something better. My 47-year-old brother is barely works 15 hours a week, will lose his SNAP. Am I supposed to feel sorry for a lazy dude who just sucks off the government? What do you want to say about that?
Does that exist? Yes. Do people do that? Yes. But to just automatically assume that in your case, your brother's situation is the situation for everybody else when we're talking 40 million people is absurd. Especially, as I said before, there are work requirements attached to many of these SNAP benefits. And again, and I'm sorry that that's your situation with your brother and your strained relationship, sounds like, with him, but he is not reflective of the vast majority of people that get these benefits.
Dave, if we decided to eliminate all benefits because some abused it, and we're talking county and state and federal programs, we wouldn't have a single program out
there.
No,
correct.
Zero.
Yes.
Now, can we be stronger? Do we have enough oversight to make sure you don't have individuals, if this texter's telling 100% the truth, and I'll trust him, to try to stop that? Sure. But that is, to me, that's always such a backwards way of thinking. That because we have those who abuse it, as Adam just nailed, so 40 million others who genuinely qualify for this, they have to lose because, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000, whatever it might be, are abusing the system.
In business and retail, they, what do they call it? Shrinkage, right?
Yeah.
You know that. Thank you. Thank you very much. I was in the pool! You open a business, you open a retail shop, and you realize things are going to happen. Things are going to get stolen. Things are going to break. It's just part of the cost of doing business. You try to cut down on it, obviously, as much as you can. Just like all these programs, you try to cut down on as much fraud and as much lying and deceit as you possibly can. But you know what? We're a rather wealthy country. I think we can afford it to put these programs out there to do as much work as you can to eliminate things like fraud and the things like lying about what you're doing and why you need the benefits. But you know what? Things are going to slip through the cracks. But at the end of the day, yes, you need these programs. You need these programs for the millions and millions and millions of people that, frankly, will die if we don't have them.
More taxes, 651-461-9226. Congress already passed the bill, guys. No, they haven't. They just have not. Why would Josh Hawley, conservative, be writing this, by the way, in the New York Times? Along with Melissa, it's probably the biggest national story right now in the country that SNAP benefits are ending Saturday.
He's like Mike Johnson on some issues. Sometimes you just never hear it. You never heard about that.
Last text. Chad, the way I understand the government shutdown, the Democrats want to extend the ACA tax credits before voting for the continuing resolution temporary fund the government. The Republicans want the Dems to vote to reopen the government, then the Republicans will renegotiate. If the Democrats vote to reopen the government and the Republicans tell the Democrats to pound sand on tax credits, won't that make Republicans look like the bad guys and the Democrats can beat them over the head on this issue? How about that part? Because part of the reluctance for the Democrats is because the texter nails it. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see so many people in the ACA. By the way, millions and millions of Republicans, millions and millions of people who voted for Trump and believe in him and probably want him to be president forever.
Right.
They're going to suffer also. They just don't believe that the negotiation will be genuine going forward. Do you believe that?
It's hard to believe. I mean, can I trust Congress to whichever party it is to do the noble thing or do the things in good faith? No. I mean, I can flatly say no.
And some of this did jump up because of COVID. And so do we have to stay at all the levels when we're well out of COVID? We don't.
Right.
We don't. But we could open up the text lines right now all the way through Henry's show and say, what are you paying for insurance right now? And how dramatically has increased? And it's scary out there.
Yeah.
And it's scary. And the ACA is more popular than it once was. Did it ever live up to both? That it was going to cover more and lower costs, and you keep your doctor? No.
No?
No.
Big problems with that.
Big problems.
Yeah.
Because covering more people? Absolutely. No doubt. consistently lowering costs across the board? No. And a lot of people didn't, weren't able to keep their doctor.
No, right.
So in that area, Barack Obama did not live up to his word.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump's came down the escalator 10 years ago, and there's not a Republican alternative.
Nope.
And they've had the House and Senate multiple times to try to get that done. All right, much lighter. Ask Adam anything. Let's get a lot of texts here. Light commentary, not politics. Fun. Throw some peculiar, unique, different questions at Mr. Carter. 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk Aquarius. And I'm going to talk about what I'm holding right here in my right hand. It is a glass of water. And guess what? It's not from the Connecticut drinking water system. It's from this drinking water. What do you think of this drinking water down here, Carter?
Could be better.
Could be better. I think our company, by the way, hey, Closed Circuit to Odyssey, why don't you work with AquariusHomeServices.com? And right now until the end of this month, and Adam has confirmed, it's still October. Work with them because right now with that great Connecticut drinking water system, until the end of this month, you can save up to 25%. Might they continue it? I don't know. But I know right now it's scheduled to end. The Connecticut drinking water system is great for yourself. Don't be dehydrated. Feel better for your coffee, your hot chocolate, your oatmeal, whatever it might be. And yes, AquariusHomeServices.com will also help you with your furnace, with your AC, with your utility room, and with that water softener. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. Worth reaching out. Really good people. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's go to a call right away. Is that okay, sir?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Bob. Bob, are you always Bob? Are you ever Robert? Are you ever Bobby? Or is it always just Bob?
No, it's Bob. Unless you're mad at me, then it's Robert.
Oh, is that maybe the missus? Is that?
Yeah, well, she's heard it. She's heard that comment. Do I say often?
Yeah, we Bob.
Anyway,
we've all been there.
Yes.
Okay, we've all been there.
Yeah. So I one quick aside. I almost disconnected as I was listening to whoever was singing the Ask Adam song.
Wait a second. Wait, because it was so good and you wanted to hear it again?
No, sorry, man. Nope. It was pretty bad.
Oh, hurtful. We don't agree. Dave, would you like to just, you were very kind to Bob off air.
I thought I was. I could disconnect you right now.
Yeah.
You want some of this,
you
Bob?
Could.
Robert.
There you go. Now you got it.
All right, what do you got, sir?
I've got to know from Adam who makes the best Juicy Lucy burger and why.
Terrible question.
Yes, I'm Bob. Robert.
Yeah, we're all against you on this one.
Let me instruct you, Robert. Juicy Lucy's are the most overrated,
one of
the most overrated food products. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame.
It's a stain on America.
It's a stain on Minnesota that we're associated with such a thing.
Bob.
When I run for office, Juicy Lucy's will no longer, I repeat, no longer be a part of the Minnesota cornucopia of what it offers.
Yeah. And, Bob, here's the three of us that we feel. We don't like to hide cheese.
Yeah.
We like to see our cheese, okay? Apparently you like to hide things, Bob. Is that true?
I guess it must be, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Text her right away after Bob. Love that song.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the right answer.
It's also a hit at you, too. I mean, it's about you.
I listen to it 3-4 times a day.
Adam, were you a skull or beach nut guy when you were a young guy?
Neither. Something I've had a lot of vices and dabbled in a lot of things. One thing I've never been able to do is chewing tobacco.
I would have guessed you
never.
Would have dabbled is the right word.
I think two times that I tried it, it was vomit. Got the cold sweats. And, yeah.
Does nothing for me.
No.
Do you still have a little bit of that pouch thing that you were doing before?
Yeah, a little that dabble and that's like a nicotine pouch.
Kind
of stupid and foolish. And
yeah,
kick off that.
Yeah,
too, but
I bet the missus is not crazy. About
not
that.
Crazy about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you know it happens. Okay, let's just say I'll call this person a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of mine was at Target the other day, and there were four bathrooms available.
Okay,
for women. Okay,
sure.
Regular bathroom. Family bathroom, and a breastfeeding bathroom.
Okay.
Breastfeeding bathroom. The three bathrooms were full. This friend of mine is not breastfeeding at the time.
Okay.
Not has breastfed before. Apparently has some skill in that area. She went and used the breastfeeding bathroom.
Yep.
And when she came out,
she
was accosted.
Really? A mother waiting to use it?
Nope.
Oh, just a worker.
Just a regular customer who said, you shouldn't be in this bathroom. This is straight out of Curb. We remember, right?
Right.
Where Larry was in the bathroom, and you had the two stalls, and the handicap stall was empty, and he used it. And when he came out, there was somebody who was very upset with him.
Mm-hmm.
Should this person, this friend of mine, feel shame about what she did, and what's your policy if you go in the bathroom? Let's say there's two urinals full, the regular stall full, and you really need to go, and that handicap spot is open. What does Adam do?
Well, I just had this. I needed a stall.
Oh.
And there was the regular stall and the handicap stall. The regular stall did not have a lock on it. So I went to the handicap.
What's your move then? I mean, do you try to get the foot up there? Is the hand up there?
I guess I could have done that, but I thought, you know, it's there's not a lot of people here. I think I can do my business fairly quickly and get out of the handicap stall in time. I mean, I understand that those rules are in place for a reason, but I think it's a little much for an employee to confront your friend.
This was just a regular customer.
Okay. Oh, regular it's just customer. A customer.
Yeah.
Okay, mind your own business.
Yeah. Here's what I heard out of that, Dave. Adam doesn't believe women should be breastfeeding in public. Is that what you heard, too?
I don't think he's also saying women shouldn't even go to the restroom in public.
Right. Yeah.
Man first.
Keep
women
that at
after
home.
That. If it's open, then a woman can use it.
Yeah. Do they even need a bathroom?
Okay. I don't know.
Mike in Minneapolis. Keep the text coming. 651-461-9226.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Adam, you were talking about AI and people losing their jobs this morning, and I'm a little concerned about the downstream effects of all this.
As am I.
You know, what I'm wondering what if we have AI pool cleaners, what are all the bored middle-aged housewives going to do?
Right. Who will be their eye candy?
Right.
Yeah. Mike? Are you volunteering to still be eye candy?
Let's just say if I had a time machine, I would do that.
Yeah.
I think that ship has sailed.
Ship has sailed. Okay. Adam.
That pool has been cleaned.
Adam, are you going to speak out? That's very good, by the way. Are you willing to speak out for the pool cleaning community?
They'll find a way.
They'll find a way?
They'll find something else, too.
You can always look
tennis
at the lawn
instructor,
boy, right?
Tennis instructor.
Oh, they can do that with a machine, can't they?
Yeah, I suppose.
Where is the male eye candy in everyday life still? Where will they still be a part of it? Restaurants, I'm not sure they'll still be a part of it then either. No. AI? Maybe dropping off the kids at school? You might time when you go up there to
male
see.
Male au pair?
Yeah. Although I don't know.
The fare checkers? Fare checkers on light rail?
Yeah. Yeah, when I think of the fare checkers on the light rail, when I think of good-looking people, that's the first one that comes to mind for the scene. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Let's pause. Plenty of text coming in. Keep the phone calls coming also. 651-461-9226. Stretchy. You hear me talk about Stretch Lab a lot, and you're probably like, I got it. No, you don't. Because none of us, myself included, both hands in the air, even though this studio right now is, what, 110 at the moment?
Sauna-like.
She is warm. You could have some hot yoga right here in the studio, but you better bring your mat. Oh, can you imagine doing yoga on this floor?
No.
Head on. Here's your option, Adam. Jamaica in the next 3 days, or you have to lie on this floor for 10 minutes. Ugh. Stretching is essential. Whether you're young, fit, you don't listen. I'm just flexible already. You're not, because it's going to catch up to you. And also, let's say you're in sports. Let's say Adam's big game. He now loves it. Pickleball. Made fun of it. Now he plays it. He loves it. You're running. You're golfing. Still, make you 55 Sunday. You can play golf. Stretch Lab can help you out. Train specialists with months and months of training. They'll work with you. They're all throughout the metro area. Locations where all three of us live, whether it's the east side, the south side, the west side, near the city, they're there for you. For me, I'm getting close to 7 years going to Stretch Lab, and I have a son with physical challenges, scoliosis, double leg surgery, and they help him greatly there. The point is, it's worth a visit. Get that 50-minute visit, and guess what? You'll go again. StretchLab.com. Just punching into YouTube or wherever.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
Tammy Wynette and
Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty.
And Conway, you got it.
All three?
No, just
Loretta Lynn and Conway.
Oh, I was going to say, that's pretty good. Ask Adam, what was the most embarrassing sports team you were ever a part of?
Oh, boy.
It's got to be the D-League team that kicked you off.
No, we were a scrappy bunch.
I'm not sure you can use we anymore.
True. They were a scrappy bunch. Yeah. I was along for the ride.
Yeah.
I never had any great football. I loved playing football in high school, but never had a great team. We were 1-8 my junior year.
You beat the Tommies,
beat
though.
Beat the Tommies, though. They were undefeated.
Pounded Abbott.
Yep.
Did you just take it to Abbott?
And beat them in overtime. That was my most memorable game.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, never, always a struggle when it came to South St. Paul football.
So, in other words, no embarrassing teams. Well, I guess the 1-8, pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Does this count for me because I was the broadcaster? But my first gig was calling games for the Rochester Flyers, and they lost their first 24 games of the season. Oof. On the road. They were 0-24 on the road, finally won a game, celebrated like we were the Bill Russell Celtics. Yes. Winning like their ninth straight championship.
Tears.
And then I'm pretty sure I have the score right the next game, playing in against the Quad City Thunder in an arena where the the visiting locker room was right next to the smoking section.
Yes.
So the players, or if I had to go back there to interview somebody, you know, it was kind of like, you know, like 5 years later when the NBA would have all that smoke to introduce players. This was legitimate smoke.
Yeah.
Where the Thunder at halftime were losing 83-46.
Mm.
We didn't quite, if I can use the we here judiciously, we didn't quite build on the momentum.
Playing scared in the second half, playing not to lose.
Yeah. Then Rochester Flyer, now ESPN analyst extraordinaire, comes out, signals for me to take my headphones off, goes, just so you know, our head coach is back there in tears at halftime. Crying at halftime of a CBA basketball.
Oof.
Is that a good look?
No.
Dave, good look?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Is that potentially what's going on with our teams here in town, since we're just losing?
Oof.
Incessantly? That's not good. Men's and women's restrooms. The men's is being used, Adam Carter. Will you jump in the women's if you can't wait?
What other option do you have if you can't wait? I mean, the only thing is, like, if you really cannot wait, it's about the only time you run in there.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm waiting.
You think nobody else is around, okay, and there's single bathrooms.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like a golf course situation. And the men's is full. And you look around, and mm-hmm. there's a foursome of women or couples that's not around. Will you go in the women's restroom in that scenario?
Yes.
Because I'm a yes.
Yes.
Dave, you're yes.
No, I respect women.
Okay.
I'll stay out of your restroom.
Okay. When you really, 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 really have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Both. And you finally go to the bathroom. Is there a better feeling on planet Earth?
Better than sex?
It's a very different sort of feeling.
Different but similar.
Yeah.
Similar area, I guess, you know. But no, I mean, can you relieve yourself in that instance and not go, oh.
I mean,
oh.
Anybody and everybody, male and female, has a story where they had to go to the bathroom so bad, and for whatever reason, they had to wait 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Mm.
You borderline want the world to end at that point.
When it gets painful.
Oh, my gosh. Texter suggests he believes this is the theory you've offered up. Adam says women shouldn't poop. Is that what you're suggesting?
Do they poop? I don't think women don't poop, right?
This is Josh checking in. Our friend Josh Wheeler. He's sick. We hate to hear that.
No, Josh,
right?
Bummer.
Maybe he's sick of you.
Probably.
I mean, work with you for six straight days.
Yeah.
I'm at home sick. What should I watch on streaming? What should he watch right now?
Oh. Well, if you have HBO, I'd give... It's good, not great, but Task.
I need to start that.
Yep. Yeah, I diplomat, of course.
Where are you with this season?
Two episodes in.
You've kind of made two for a while, right?
Yeah. Maybe another one today.
Yeah. I finished it.
Plowed through it.
I think I like it better than the other two seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's high praise.
It's high praise. Thank you. I appreciate that. What our Ray Sehorn, Vince Gilligan one
Blueberries?
November 7th.
Finally saw the trailer for that. Looks very interesting.
Looks very interesting, uncertain, confused, but I'm there. Hey, Adam, soft touch or touch-free car wash?
Soft touch.
You're a soft touch.
Yep.
Do you like to go in the car wash, be in the car? Do you like to get out, watch the car wash, or do you like to participate on your own with the car wash?
I've done all. Like when I have a free set.
La-di-da.
I
mean, yes. Oh, my God.
Whatever hold kind on, of car wash.
Hold on a second. Can we get that sound bite? I've done them all.
It is nice if you have a free Saturday afternoon on a nice day to go wash your car by hand, like to the self-service where you got the power hose and everything. That's nice.
How nice is that?
It's very refreshing to do that.
Dave?
Driveway wash, you good with that, or do you need the power hose?
I like to go and...
Use stools?
Yep.
Last one. Are we out at 50, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam, it's a week at the deer camp.
Mm.
A full week.
Yep.
Here are your two options to join you in the deer stand. The person who's talking right now or the president of the United States? Donald Trump.
At camp. Like not in the deer stand with me, but at camp for a week. Well, that's an easy answer. No offense to you. But the people that I hunt with.
I'm offended.
Would be overjoyed.
They love Donald.
At me bringing Donald John Trump up to camp. I think he'd be good up there, too. You're wearing the orange, the blaze orange. It looks great.
What if it's just
the deer
you?
Deer comes by the deer. Just,
it's just you.
Kapow! Got him. He got him. He got him. Didn't know it hit him.
If it's just you, am I above Donald? I hope.
Yeah, you and me. We'll hang.
Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Do you look good in blaze orange?
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Absolutely tremendous. Paul Molitor next on the Brilliant Game 3 last night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.